Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, nice to have you with us on the podcast. I know it's been you and Rami for the past few days. How are we doing, Al?
Good to have you back there, Jerry Recco. Today on the Boomer and Geo show, a couple of different things came up. We were somehow talking about, I don't know how it came up, about birth control or emotionally unavailable men or something like that. It came up. But we were talking about, because I remember reading this or hearing this discussed, that that sometimes when women are on birth control and they meet somebody, they meet a man that they then date and they're on birth control for a long time, and then they maybe want to start a family with this man, they're married now, and they get off the birth control, that suddenly, because the hormones change, that they're suddenly not attracted to their husbands anymore. Hmm. So then a caller called up and he said that they say that women on birth control want an emotionally available man who sometimes tends to be a little more feminine than when they are on non-birth control, where they want a caveman type guy.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, more like
a rough guy.
Like a rough guy. Yeah, okay. Like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The birth control pill, that's a weird...
Yeah, it is.
That's a weird one. Because it's got to be doing, like, it tricks your, I Googled this. I wanted to make sure I didn't give false information.
Right.
It tricks a woman's body into thinking she is pregnant so that she doesn't release eggs.
I honestly had no idea how it worked.
Yeah.
Never, my wife never.
Never did birth control?
No.
I had, like, girlfriend in, like, college on birth control. And I remember thinking, and this, by the way, was graduate school, because I had no chicks in regular college. And she was on birth control, and I used to check in her medicine cabinet every day to see if the pill was taken.
To make sure?
Yeah.
You creep.
Well, because I didn't want to have a baby.
But didn't you trust her?
No, I didn't trust that she would remember.
Oh, okay.
So I used to check every day.
Wow.
And then I remember there being a thing with birth control pills where they'd be like, if you're on birth control pills, you shouldn't smoke. I'm like, what?
Why?
Exactly. There was some interaction with smoking.
I mean, you're talking about chemical after chemical.
Yes.
I mean, we put a lot of crap in our bodies.
We really do.
Really. It's not, and what's so funny, too, about that is I saw someone on YouTube once when talking about nutrition, essentially. Mm-hmm. They were like, you know, when was the last time that you decided to put engine oil into your gas tank? You wouldn't. You know, did you ever just put the hose in your gas tank? You wouldn't. Why? It breaks down. Yet we have no problem putting... taking pills, drinking alcohol, and eating crap.
Yeah.
Which is essentially like putting a hose in your gas tank. Like, we're just so stupid with our own bodies.
Yeah. That birth control thing was weird. Because when I was younger, when I was told you when I worked in drug fair, me and my friend Paul, worked in drug fair. That's where I met my friend Paul. And we would work in the pharmacy sometimes. And the birth controls, unlike all the other pills that came in a bottle, the birth control pills were in a flat.
So you've told us before. Yeah, you knew the girls that were on it.
Yeah, we knew which girls were on birth control pills. And we'd be like, oh, these girls are on birth control.
They're active.
Yeah. But then we were also told that sometimes doctors gave girls birth control pills if they had bad acne because the birth control pills were somehow helping the acne.
That's amazing.
So then we used to try to wonder, is this girl on birth control because she's sexually active, or she need acne cures?
Could you imagine the parents, the mom and the dad, who, let's say, disagree on how they're raising their daughter? And I think I see this a lot. And one day the mother comes home and the father sees birth control pills for the daughter.
Yeah.
And the mom is saying, no, it's for her acne.
Yes.
He would be trying to call bullcrap on that. Like, yeah. I would be like, that's nonsense. I mean, now in this day and age, you go to Google, you could probably find that out. But think about how many fights that might have caused back in the day.
Our daughter is running around.
She's 14. What are you talking about?
She's a tramp. No, she's not. She's got bad acne.
I don't know if the dad would call his daughter a tramp.
I do love when you can take a pill for one reason and use it as a cover for another. Like, okay. I'm not taking birth control pills. I'm... doing this for my acne.
Isn't that the whole Ozempic and diabetes?
Yes. Also, because you'll hear in the commercials sometimes when they used to run the Cialis commercials, they would say Cialis for, I don't know, boners and a BPH. And BPH is the enlarged
prostate, yes.
Yeah. So you could say, oh, I'm taking the Cialis. Believe me, I can get a boner anytime I want.
Can you?
But I need this for my BPH symptoms. Yeah. What do you say it stands for?
Oh, God, I forget.
You just said it. It was pretty good.
I did?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. I said BPH.
I just said it?
And you gave me what the B, P, and the H was for. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, benign.
Prostate.
Hyper something.
Okay.
Wow. My mind is not working right today.
So then you can use it as like, oh, I'm not really.
Yeah. Last night was, and it's funny you say that, because last night was, so I've had, since I started doing the stupid drink back in September.
Your prostate drink?
Yeah. And I say it just because I've been doing it a long time now, and I continue to be healthy, which to me is, so it's interesting. I took it for one thing, and I don't know why I wouldn't have thought this. It's a lemon and blueberries every day. Of course you're going to be a little bit healthier. But I never thought I would go, I'm 2 weeks away from going, it was Labor Day weekend I started doing this. So we're almost a full calendar year. I have not had a cold, which to me, when I look back at my life, two or three colds a year and one whopping flu usually. And in some cases, I've had two flus in a year. So it's been a kind of like what we're talking about the pill. You take it for one thing and you figure out something else. So for me, no matter what happens with the prostate, this has kept me, I fully believe this has kept me healthy. My wife's been sick. Both my kids have been sick. Boomer's been sick. Gio's been sick. Like everybody around me, and we've been good. But I will tell you, ever since when we went to Myrtle Beach in June, I was at the point I was either sleeping the night or I was getting up once. We went to Myrtle Beach, and the blender wasn't working properly. One place didn't even have lemons. I said to my wife, I'm like, you know what? 4 days, I'll be fine. I got to tell you, I haven't been the same since. Now, is it a disaster? No. It's better than it was a year ago. But I went backwards. I went from no times getting up at night to one time to I'm back to two or three, and it hasn't just sat there now ever since I took that week off.
Yeah, I know. It's like when you don't go to the gym. If you're a gym goer and you go, I haven't gone to the gym.
Yeah, but Al, I haven't missed a day since.
Yeah.
And it's gotten a little better.
You're not bounced back fully.
No, and I'll tell you what's the problem is, and I do think this is more anxiety too. So like last night, I think I got up 7 times last night. I couldn't sleep. I was anxious. You know when you lay down and you're like, I got to get to sleep. Like it was in my head that I've been sleeping great for 5 days and now I'm back to the 2:30 alarm. I laid down. I had like a pit in my stomach. I got, you know, like that anxiousness. Yeah. And I think that kind of causes it too. I couldn't sleep. I was constantly up. I'm turning the TV on. I'm turning the TV off. I'm rolling. I'm like, finally, it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I was literally like, I'm going to quit. I can't. You know, when you get extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Because the tiredness gets you. I literally was sitting there last night thinking, all right, if I did this and worked this job, I could drive. Can I make up the money? Because this, I can't do this anymore. But and then I was up constantly. It was a bad night last night.
It is funny how your brain, in the middle of the night, in our middle of the night, or whatever your middle of the night happens to be, and something goes wrong, how extreme we start to think. Yeah. And then the next day, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's not so bad.
Right, like all morning, I've been fine.
Yeah.
Now, did I get enough sleep last night? Not even close. But I know I'm going to be fine. And I'm usually one that handles it pretty well. Last night, and we got a bunch of work going on in the house. I got so much going on right now. It's like my mind is in 100 different places. Last night collectively was just a miserable experience. From the bathroom breaks to not sleeping to trying to figure out my schedule for the next few weeks.
But isn't this sort of to be expected if you were off for a couple of days to try to get back into the swing of things?
But then why? We've been doing this for how many years? Yeah. I know it's coming. I know it's going to be an issue. But there's just something about one. You know what it is, I think? There are times when I genuinely are sitting there at 11 p.m. and still up that I actually think I'm not going to get 2 minutes of sleep. And then what do? Ultimately, you do fall asleep. And I probably fell asleep. I probably slept 3.5 hours. I probably slept from 11 to like 2:30, which is not good.
No.
But I did get 3 hours sleep. It's not like I'm up since, you know, Saturday. But there's a point where you get so stressed out over, I might not sleep at all because you feel so wired and your brain is working in so many different directions. That's when I start to stress out. Like, I don't want to drive in here on zero sleep. Then how do you get home? And I got plans today. Like that, and that's the other thing that starts to hit your head. How are you going to go do this without any sleep? Oh, I can go home and sleep. Well, then I'm not going to sleep tonight. Like, oh, it's bad.
Yeah, I always get into this thing too where for some reason I think getting a certain number of exact hours of sleep. So if I'm going to say, if I get up at 2.
Right.
If I get, I'm like, okay, I have to get to bed by 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give me 6 hours.
Right, and that's asleep by 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but if it gets to 8:10, suddenly I'm in a panic as if that 10 minutes is going to make any difference. You know what I mean? Like
you say that. I actually think you're onto something because when you read about sleep patterns, the hours do seem to matter. Maybe not a couple of minutes. Maybe 10 minutes is extreme. But I do think there's a difference between sleeping 4 hours or 4 hours and 40 minutes or 3 hours and 30 minutes. I think the sleep cycles might go in pairs or something like that. I've certainly read that 4 hours is actually not a terrible number for your brain because you get through one cycle, but if you get into the next one and wake up, you're going to be groggy as hell, even though you got more sleep.
Yeah, I think if I ever get into a time when I'm getting actual sleep, that I would get one of those Aura rings just to see what's going on. But I don't want a ring right now telling me every day how much my sleep schedule stinks. Like, I don't want that.
I look at it every day.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yes.
You have on your watch band?
I have on my watch, and I wouldn't say it's 100% accurate because there are certainly times where it bothers me where it's like, you know, you didn't sleep enough. Meantime, I got a wonderful night's sleep.
Yes.
But I will tell you, I haven't looked yet from last night. It can't be good. Last night, it calculated, out of 100, my sleep score is 36 from last night.
36 out of 100?
Yeah.
Not
so
great.
It's saying sleep time, 3 hours, not enough. Physical recovery, only 16%, not nearly enough. Restfulness, 88%. That needs to be 95% or more. Mental recovery, only 21%. Mm. And only one sleep cycle. That's bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, if
really
I knew
bad.
I could get a good score, I'll put one of those watches or rings on.
It's terrible, man. It really. And then if I go and look at the previous days, I was off. So seven, not great. 76, which is a lot better than 36. Tuesday was 73. 68, not great. And then Saturday, Friday night into Saturday was an 80. Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Not great.
It's not great.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really not. I just had a conversation, too, with a friend of mine. Like, you know, we've been doing this a long time. You a little bit longer than me. But prior to this, I worked overnights. So I had overnights for like 4 or 5 years. Then I had normal, kind of normal hours for a couple of years. And then this. So for the last, I started this with you guys full time January of 2009. But I did 5 years. So starting in 2000 to now, we're 26 years. Out of 26 years, like 23 of it are weird hours with not great sleep. Am I going to be sitting here, hopefully still alive, at 64 with horrible health issues? And my doctor's like, well, why did you keep doing that for so long?
Because it was paying the bills, doc.
I know, but there are other ways to pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of, do you pull the trigger on doing it, even if it means just a, you know, normal job with normal hours, which to me sounds terrible. But for your health, you almost wonder, like, where's the line?
Yeah.
And have we already crossed the line?
Right.
I don't know.
Is there a recovery? Like when, like in school when they showed us the smokers' lungs were black and they're like, but if you quit, look how pink they get.
Right.
Like once we retire, will we get rejuvenated or have we done the damage already?
I don't know, but I will say, and I think you have felt this too, when you take a week off, man, a few days in, you do feel pretty good.
That's true.
You really do.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you fully recover, but there is some sort of recovery. There has to be.
I always think too, because of where, like, I wear headphones and I keep them pretty loud, actually.
I keep mine low.
Yeah, you do. You keep yours low, which is good. But for whatever reason, when I'm talking and I need to hear myself loud in the headphones, I don't know why. But I think about that too. Like, not only was I for years blasting music in my ears, then 5 hours doing headphones on the
after
show.
After sleeping only four to 5 hours a night.
Yeah, for 25 years.
You're
going to
be a science experiment.
Yeah, and I even find myself all the time, and I don't know if people are mumbling, if I'm not hearing them, but I am constantly in conversations, you know, in everyday life going, what was that?
Yeah, that's your ears.
Yeah.
It's too much time with the headphones on.
Yeah. Let's get me one of those. They have pretty cool looking hearing aids in Costco.
They do, but my mom had some trouble with one.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, a little complicated for her. It'd be fine for you because the app was attached
an
to
app,
it.
Yeah.
So it's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can't believe you don't even have it now just because it seems like a cool thing to have.
It does seem pretty cool. But I remember I was thinking this in 2017, which is nine years ago. I went for a hearing test and I was fine.
Might want to do another one soon.
When we went to Princeton Longevity Center. That what year was that? 23 or 24?
Well, we're eligible to go again, so it's 24.
24.
I think it was the spring of 24. We're 2.5 years now.
Yeah. In they did a hearing test, but it wasn't.
Dude, I couldn't hear a damn thing.
It wasn't like an in-depth hearing test. It wasn't like if you want a hearing. It was more like, I feel like, a general, let's make sure you're not really bad hearing.
That was the only thing I think I failed in that whole test.
Hearing test?
Was the hearing. I'm like, I walked in feeling the best about my hearing.
Your hearing stinks.
Exactly. Yeah. I was actually thinking of going back there soon because they say 2 years.
Yeah.
You got to give it. So we're two and change now. Maybe it is three. Maybe it was 2023.
It might be three.
You think it was?
Yeah. That stuff goes by pretty quickly.
If it's 3 years, then I definitely would like to go.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, it's run into trouble. I don't think it is. Like, I remember walking out of there.
Looking for trouble? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like if you feel fine, what are you going for? Well, that's fair. But I also look at it as the feeling I had walking out of there after meeting with a doctor, I felt like Superman, at least for a few months.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anything can happen at any time, and I know that. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of these great, it happens for a reason moments yesterday. So my son's playing in a golf tournament, and you get to walk the course and watch them. So a lot of times you end up with the other parents, and it was just me and another woman. Her son was the playing partner of my son, and the other kid didn't show up. So it was just the two of them. So for 4 hours, I was with this woman, really nice lady. But at one point, we got to talking about kids that do crazy things, and these e-bikes are nuts. And then I said, we were talking about doing, she's like, I like my feet on the ground. I'm like, I'm with you. I'm like, if you got to fly, you got to fly. But I'm not doing this skydiving. I'm
parasailing.
Yeah, I mentioned the poor woman who got thrown off the cliff. They forgot to put the bungee cord on her ankle. I'm like, then these poor people in Mexico or wherever it was where the girl got eaten by the alligator. And the woman goes, yeah, the only way I can wrap my head around something like that is, you know, if it was meant to happen. I'm like, no, 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 no. Nobody was meant to be eaten by an alligator.
Right, I'm after like, falling off a cliff.
She literally goes, you know, as I was saying that, I was realizing how stupid that sounds. Like, yes.
Yes, that sounds very
stupid.
That is
not meant to be.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was funny. But I would like to go back anyway.
Yeah.
Just to kind of hopefully get a clean bill of health.
The one thing I want to do, because I'm doing this, I'm doing my classic move next week when I'm on vacation. I'm doing my own blood work.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, where you order your own blood work on. Yeah.
What does that cost you?
I'm using Quest Diagnostics, but I've used LabCorp in the past. But just by me, I like the Quest Diagnostics better, the lab. I think it's $250
for like a full panel
for the full panel.
Wow.
And then I'm also doing the, PSA.
Okay.
Test.
Yeah.
And,
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I'm sure my cholesterol is going to be high because I eat red meat and eggs all the time.
Yep.
But the one thing that they did at Prince Longevity Center, which I think you can get other places too, is where they do the scan of your heart to see how clogged or unclogged arteries. Your arteries are. Yeah. And I was fortunate enough to have a 0.0 plaque score, which to me then means your cholesterol doesn't really mean anything.
Well, that's what they told us.
That if you're...
Remember the guy said, are you taking cholesterol? I told him I was taking cholesterol medicine. And when he looked at my arteries, he's like, why are you taking it? I'm like, because my cholesterol is high. He goes, yeah, but you have no issues here.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken it since.
Yeah, so I kind of would want to do that part again.
I agree.
Over there.
I agree.
I don't want to know about my bones still being brittle. Not interested in hearing that. Part of me doesn't want to do the PSA prostate test.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want that. If that number comes back high, that means I'm going to have to get a finger in the butt. And then...
Well, there's a few things they can do.
Yeah.
I mean, that would certainly be one. They can give you the flow test to see how they'll know if there's any obstruction. And I would think if there's not much obstruction, you'll get the finger in the ass.
Well, because
if there's obstruction, it can be the prostate starting to,
yeah,
you know, just enlarge a little bit. It could be that, which they can feel with the finger in the butt too. And then if you need, they'll put the camera in there. They put the scope in.
I am not. That is not happening. I'm not putting a camera in my penis.
But if you have to, you have to. Well, I mean,
I could ignore the whole situation and hope it goes away on its own.
And you could be dead in 8 months.
Then why would I have saved all that money for retirement, right, Jerry?
Exactly. Go do something.
Well, I would have a hell of an 8 months. Live, damn it.
You would finally have that big Borzet party.
I'd go buy a mansion with a pool and just lay out by it.
You should. And
I'm not making any mortgage payments on this damn thing. Come take it away from me. By the time you get me to court, I'll be dead. You'll have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
My God, did this get depressing?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that next week.
Okay.
You know when you go to get a prostate check?
Oh, I'm aware.
Just the blood, the blood work.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you're getting blood work done and you click on the test that you're buying, you say, how do you prepare? Like, it'll say, blood work fast for the PSA test. It said, do not ejaculate for 48 hours prior to the test.
You going to be okay with that?
You think they'll ask me when I get in there? You didn't ejaculate, did you?
Imagine if it's one of these attractive nurses. So, have you released?
Yeah, so that's why I wonder why. I guess you don't get a true reading.
I guess.
Because your prostate has to be like, tighten up.
So, yeah. I think you'd do fine.
I hope
so. If you don't do fine, I give up.
Yeah, I'm very curious where my cholesterol is going to be.
I think it's going to be high.
Because but it's so weird then to see how it's tied to testosterone. Because when I was eating just chicken and turkey, and I was not eating red meat, and I was not eating eggs, my cholesterol was low, or like where it should be.
Right.
Where, you know, in the normal range. But my testosterone was not low enough that I needed to get it fixed, but it was lower than it should have been.
Right.
And when I went last time, it was higher than it was in 2008.
Well, I do know eating these eggs, that's going to raise your testosterone, eating eggs every day.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's one thing I've read in a lot of different places.
Is that right?
You want to naturally raise your testosterone, eat eggs every day.
Eggs and red meat. Let's go.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know about the red meat. You're probably right.
I think red meat.
But I know the eggs are a big deal.
Well, I think it's is cholesterol, which is tied to your testosterone. I must have heard that somewhere.
I'm sure you did.
Probably on some sort of Joe
Rogan. Dave Ramsey.
No, Dave Ramsey's only money, Jerry. He's not talking about my testosterone.
Just kidding.
All right, let's do the warm-up program, Jerry. Right. You and I did that this morning, and we'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. with yet another warm-up program, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Relion 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.